Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm happy to bid you a good day. 7 after the hour, Thursday has found its way into your life and into our hearts and heads. Wish Jennifer well. She's a little under the weather today, as is the case oftentimes with people who have lots of work to do, not enough time to do it, and so they let their head get in the way of their body. And just slows you down. We've all been there and done that, so hold a good thought for her. And think about Ken Kessler and I working the odds, working the streets, working the stories. Jimmy Carter in the news today because he has cancer. He has had an operation to remove a small cyst from his liver. And then his doctors told him that he had cancer that had spread. He's 90 years old. He was told he ought to make a full recovery. Said the cancer was in other parts of his body. His family has a history of pancreatic cancer, which is not good. As many of you may remember, stories, I guess the most recent one was Patrick Swayze, do you think, Kenny? But of that ilk, people get pancreatic cancer and they are gone fast.
Yeah, certainly one of the most famous.
Right. There are a lot of people who have lots to say about Jimmy Carter. What I would love to see as part of all of our lives is that we separate our feelings for people and their opinions or their thoughts or even their deeds from who they are. Can you do that? Can you separate people? Think about your spouse. Think about your children. Think about your parents. Think about people you work with. Think about people on this radio program. Can you separate the thoughts or things that seem to be part of them from who they truly are? And can people do that with you? Jimmy Carter was a horrible president. Awful. And we're forced to have a series of really rotten presidents. Does that mean the people themselves were rotten? No. I can tell you from first-hand personal conversation I've had with Jimmy Carter three or four times over the years that he is a kind and gentle and thoughtful and provocative man. He's a bit judgmental, but aren't we all? When it comes to certain things, we have strong feelings, and that's okay. As a matter of fact, I think it's good. I think it's valuable. I think it's a sign of character that you have strong feelings about various issues. Jimmy Carter, even though he really wanted to be president, never quite knew what to do with his role. He just didn't. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't deserve support. I am so troubled sometimes, Kenny, by people who judge, we're very judgmental as beings anyway, judge people by things that are not necessarily of consequence. And I guess you could define that in any number of ways. I just think that sometimes we're just too damn judgmental about everything. And we're conscious, and it's easy for us to take pot shots at other people. And the old expression, those people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks, might come into play. So I guess my roundabout with this is that we hold a good thought for Jimmy Carter. As a matter of fact, we'll ask Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's got three or four things on his mind, including all of the heave-ho for as the school season gets underway. Oh, make sure you get your children vaccinated. Give them those shots. Stick them with those needles. All right, so we'll get to that. We'll talk a little more about nitric oxide and why there is so much attention being given these days to nitric oxide. And those things are of interest and importance, I would think. I had a thought when reading a blog yesterday. I thought maybe we would I think, and it comes more to the surface, sort of coincidentally, with the discussion of Jimmy Carter and what kind of a person he is and what he meant to the country, what he means to his family. So this is something that maybe is esoteric. Maybe this becomes a Facebook play. I'm not sure. But I had this idea that it would be neat for you to call us, or to maybe as an exercise, don't do it on the air, but call a friend of yours, somebody you know well, and tell them what they mean to you. Why do you like them? Like if I were to call Ken Kessler and say, Ken, I just wanted you to know that I think you're a really special guy. I think part of it is I respect how you talk about your wife and your children. I respect the work that you do. I think that oftentimes you don't get enough praise or attention, and that's too bad. And you might say yes. But you know what I'm saying. And sure. People, by the way, say, oh, that's not manly. Men don't do those things. Well, if they don't, they're foolish.
Baloney.
Yeah, exactly. Foolishness.
Maybe 100 years ago, but...
Well, maybe even 10 years ago. Maybe even with people who just don't have the ability to be in touch with how they feel. This is yesterday, actually 3 or 4 times in the past week, I've talked about meditation on the air and what it's all about and how it connects you to you. Because I think one of the biggest problems in the world today is that we are not connected to ourselves. And thus, we get all worked up about or interested in or wrapped around Donald Trump or, you know, Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. These are just people. They're not any different than Ken Kessler or me or you. They are people. They take a dump every day. They put their pants on one leg at a time. And hopefully they take a shower. And I hope that all those things are true with you as well. So how are they different than you? They have maybe more influence, maybe more power, maybe a different design in life, maybe more money, whatever it is. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, they are as you are. And I'm sure as many people who don't like any of the aforementioned folks, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, George, whoever you want to come up with, the guy that runs some company, the plumber that didn't fix your plumbing right, whatever, whoever, however, there still is something good about them, and somebody in life appreciates who they are. Even mothers or parents of drug dealers, rapists, murderers, the worst ilk in our society, somebody loves them. Somebody, I guarantee you, somebody can find something good to say about pretty much everybody. So take that to the limit. I challenge you to call your best friend and tell that person what they mean to you. Why do you like them? There'll be amazing stories if we can get people to come clean with a conversation. I think there'd be amazing stories anyway.
So, I wonder why it's so hard for people to do that.
You think it's more hard for men than women, or is it hard for women too?
I'm not sure. We're trained to think that it's not difficult for women to express how they feel.
That's true.
I'm not sure if that's really true, but it does seem that in my circle of friends, it seems like it's difficult to say that kind of stuff without making it into a joke.
Oh, you know? Because they're uncomfortable. It's easier to make it into a joke.
Right.
Much easier. Yeah. Well, again, I think it's worth a moment or two. So I say to those people, I'm looking at some of our Facebook comments right now from some of the folks who listen to the program. Helen Tar Bispham, I believe is her name. Hello. Welcome to the Good Day program. Thank you for taking the time to comment. There have been a number of comments on the Pope, who is another person that's trying to get people to think about more items than the day-to-day stuff. Cleaning the house. Yeah, that's important. But what's more important than that? Cleaning your own house, putting your own house in order. Isn't it? I mean, really, cleaning your house, that's you. And then go spend a week in Columbus. Have a nice time. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm going to help you with something that is a, this is a treat for me, actually, to talk about things that are wrong with you and then give you a solution to those things that are wrong with you. What's wrong with that? Right? You got some problem, I'll help you fix it. For example, there are a lot of people who have bags around, especially under their eyes, puffiness under their eyes, dark circles under their eyes, lines around their eyes, and they have been looking forever for a way to get rid of them. Well, they haven't been listening to me carefully because I've been talking for a long time about a product called Genucel. Amazing Genucel. That's what page after page of material that I have here from people who have used it, that have talked about its instant effects. Genucel works in 12 hours. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. And people are happy to tell you that it works well. It's incredible. 800-543-9262 to get rid of bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes, and the dark circles. Because Genucel handles three of those problems. There's a new product called Platinum Dark Circle Treatment that handles the fourth. Again, all natural. Comes from plant stem cell research, precisely targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. Flawless. Gets rid of them. 800-543-9262. So here's how this deal works. You call 800-543-9262, order Genucel, and the folks at Chamonix will send you the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment as a natural ally to Genucel free. So you can try it out. You'll like it. And then you go back and use that. They're not silly. They know that once you try and see how it works, you'll be happy to pay for it next time. That's what they're counting on. 800-543-9262. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping for your order. And also, you can choose from one of their three luxury gifts that come along with Genucel and the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment for your eyes only. 800-543-9262.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco rota queso for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico applauds your inner rogue name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8:15.
21 after on Good Day.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen. Back to this date, August the 13th, 1935, when Kenny, the first roller derby match was held at the Coliseum in Chicago. Roller derby. It's still now as prevalent. And women have gotten in on the act, too, right? A lot of women in roller derby. Yeah. On this date, 1961, in Berlin, Germany, the fence went up. East Berlin government was adamant in its effort to keep those people who were in the eastern half from moving into the western half because they'd gone over. It was kind of like the border with the United States and Mexico. I say that I'm not being facetious. I remember being in 1966 in that circumstance looking at the barbed wire, and it was one of the most chilling things that I've ever seen in my life. We were in a bus. I was with the Heidelberg College Concert Choir, and we toured around Europe and went to Berlin. Sang at a beautiful church there that had just been fixed since, well, you know, 1966, only 20 years after the war was over. And there were a lot of, it took a long time to get a lot of the buildings in Berlin and elsewhere in Germany cleaned up, fixed up, and ready to be used. And that was, it included churches and houses of worship for everybody. But I remember during the day, we got on a bus and we were taken to the wall. And it was an eerie, and we were impressionable kids. I was a sophomore in college, I think, or junior in college. And it was between my sophomore and junior year, if I remember correctly, looking at that concrete wall and looking at all of that barbed wire and seeing the guns on the other side pointed at you, you don't think that's an eerie experience, then you have, you're cold. You have no feeling or sense of what's real. This date, 1980, President Carter, nominated for a second term by the Democratic National Convention, and Walter Mondale was his running mate. You'll remember they lost to Ronald Reagan and George Bush. Other items of interest. Jimmy Carter more on our mind today than he has been for a long time. At least in my world, anyway. On this date in 1990, Curtis Mayfield was paralyzed in a freak accident. A lighting tower fell on him at a concert in Brooklyn. Remember that?
Yeah.
He lived in pain for 9 years after that. Remember, see, you did Superfly and Freddy's Dead, those sort of songs. I remember, sometimes strange memories are in your mind. Why would I remember that? I do remember it. On this day, 1995, Mickey Mantle died. He was 63, and he had pancreatic cancer, liver cancer. So he was one of the great, great baseball players.
It's hard to believe that was 20 years ago.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
On this day, 1996, data sent back by the Galileo space probe indicated there may be water on Europa, one of the moons that goes around Jupiter. So could it support life? Do we all move to Jupiter, to one of its moons? Who knows where we're going to be? Passing of Julia Child at the age of 91, the grand dame of cooking shows, this date 2004. And the death of Les Paul. Remember him? Guitarist Les Paul and Mary Ford, 94 years old. He was the guitarist that most people will tell you was responsible. I mean, he taught a lot of these guys. Eric Clapton, I think, was always talking about how Les Paul influenced him. I think McCartney did, too. So some memories for us to think about at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Jonathan Alter of Daily Beast. Coming right up, President Obama has thrown down the gauntlet on the Iran nuclear deal. Was he effective?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. In the last week, President Obama has really paddled the GOP for opposing his Iran nuclear deal. Is this a good deal? Even a done deal?
I don't think we got nothing, but we didn't get enough. And certainly compared to what we went into this seeking, and I think Henry Kissinger has put it very well, we began a negotiation over whether Iran would have a nuclear infrastructure, and during the course of the negotiation, over 10 years or so, Iran built a nuclear infrastructure that it's going to get to preserve, and it gets an enormous windfall, tens of billions of dollars to pour into its economy, into its proxy armies around the region.
Of course it didn't do enough. By definition, no deal ever does enough for one party. We have a deal. The question now is, if we kill the deal, what happens then? And are we actually better off in the world by killing the deal? And I don't think any logical analysis would lead anyone to that conclusion. And indeed, in the debate in the last few weeks, no alternative has been raised to approving this deal.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 33 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I, and Dr. Ken. No, wait a minute. I don't have Dr. Ken with me. I have Dr. Jack. I have three very good doctors in our stable here at the Good Day program, and they all have a different point of view when it comes to some of the issues, medical issues of the day. I've invited Jack to be here because, well, by popular demand, the audience clamors for more of Jack. Where's Jack? I want more from Jack. So. Jack.
Be here.
Jack is here. All right. He is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. He has a product line of enzymes that is superb. You can find out about that at theforbiddendoctor.com. There's a bit of concern, Jack, with many people about the controversy regarding school vaccinations, children being vaccinated, mandated vaccinations before school starts. So here's a conversation with a Dr. Jennifer Brull, B-R-U-L, who's a member of the Family Medicine for America's Health Board. And she is here to explain in her own words why getting vaccinated is appropriate. So we'll listen to her for a couple of moments, and then you can comment as to whether you think what she's thinking or saying is important, if it is valid, if it works or not. So here, let's listen to Dr. Brull first.
I think that in the United States, we have a fairly robust immunization program. It varies a little bit state by state as far as which immunizations are required for children to enter school, but the CDC makes recommendations around which vaccine should be given at what times and in which combinations to make the most effective immune response for those kids against those diseases. So right now, for example, children who are 36 months old have a recommended schedule of 5 different sets of vaccines, and our rate in the United States is about 70% of those kids getting all those vaccines by 36 months of age.
Can you be a little bit more specific on the countrywide requirements for kids in U.S. public schools?
So, interestingly enough, it is a little bit different state by state which exact vaccines are required, and some schools tend to be a little bit more lenient than others. Right now, the recommended schedule is that children be vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella, which is one immunization, one set of immunizations, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, which is another immunization, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, and rotavirus. And some of those immunizations, if they're not given at childhood, really can't be caught up before school.
All right, so we got enough information there from that. The interviewer works with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington. So there's Dr. Bro, who goes through a litany of all of the things that we need to be vaccinated for or against. And so it's hard to argue when you listen to that. Measles, mumps, all kinds of things, diphtheria, stuff that hasn't been a problem. And people would argue, Jack, it hasn't been a problem because children have been vaccinated. She said, I think, that about 70% of people are compliant. And I just, when I'd like to think that Americans were smart enough that they didn't need the government to tell them what to do, but unfortunately people don't school themselves and they aren't informed, so they are ignorant as to how to proceed here, because they hear the controversy, well, I don't want my child vaccinated and have them likely get autism, things like that. So what have you done? You come from a healthy family, lots of children. What have you done with your children, and what do you think ought to be done with regard to some of the standard practices versus those things that may be overkill?
Well, you are familiar with our son, Rourke.
Yes.
Mary's and my one son. And he is, well, he'll be 16 here in October, has never once had a disease related to what one would get a vaccine for, without ever having had a vaccine. This child has never had a vaccine his entire life. He has never had mumps, never had measles, never had rubella, never had chickenpox, never had scarlet fever, never had whooping cough, never had any of these things, because we have done everything we can health-wise in the house to build up the immune system. And when I was listening to Dr. Brule there, one thing that they, you know, if they could just say, but by the way, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that was passed back in 1986, you know, that covers vaccine corporations that harm kids with these vaccines that don't work, have already paid out over $2.5 billion so far in vaccine injuries since 1986. And that 2 out of 3 claims that are brought before Congress, because remember, Congress has made it impossible for you to sue a vaccine company. Mm-hmm. That was in the Patriot Act. So if you are damaged,
wouldn't that have to do with the Patriot? That was one of those add-ons that
oh yes,
3 o'clock in the morning. And we said, oh, yes, we better protect our pal with the drug business. So let's throw this onto the Patriot
yes.
Act.
Can you imagine Toyota or General Motors or any of these other companies being protected by Congress that if the car blew up, you couldn't sue the car manufacturer? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. So believe it or not, vaccine science simply doesn't exist. They keep talking about it all the time, at least not supportive science. And the mainstream media that keeps coming out just how science has settled on vaccines, nothing could be further from the truth. And you remember that debate that I had with Dr. Paul Offit on your show a number
yes.
of years ago?
Yeah.
And I said, Dr. Offit, here's the one problem. The one problem is that there are no long-term studies regarding vaccines. There are none. There are no long-term studies that we can look back and we can say, these vaccinated kids 25 years ago, 40 years ago, are healthier today than their peer group that did not get vaccinated.
All right. So, but surely you can understand and perhaps maybe even identify with some parents who are worried maybe they don't have the same kind of fresh fruit and vegetables and the conditions that you and your family live in, and maybe their children might be exposed to this. What do you say to people who ask about circumstances that are different than yours. And
well, you know, this last measles outbreak in California, when you know, the dust finally settled, the overwhelming majority of these people who got the measles had been vaccinated mm-hmm. for measles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that you have to have a Superman diet. If you can avoid sugar wherever you possibly can, when you can avoid processed foods and just start getting back to nature, a little bit here, a little bit there, baby steps here and there, you can rebuild and strengthen the immune system, not just of the adults, but of the kids as well. And every time somebody comes along and says, well, look how we eradicated all of these diseases by the appearance of these vaccines, nothing could be further from the truth than that as well. Even polio itself, even Dr. Sabin, when he finally started talking about what he had done about the Sabin vaccine, said, you know, when we would give a child a vaccine, one of these, when we were first starting out doing this, we wouldn't sleep for 48 hours for fear of what was going to take place with these children. Polio was over 90% eradicated before the Sabin and Salk vaccines ever showed up.
All right. And I think that we're making, but the parent doesn't know what to do. If the parent is confronted when he or she brings the child to school and they ask if you had the vaccines and the parents say no, some school districts say, okay, well, when you have your child vaccinated, bring them back, otherwise you can't go to school.
Well, that's every state except two. I think it's like Mississippi and now, of course, California mm-hmm. is getting in the game. But West Virginia, Mississippi, and California, I think, are the only three that you do not have a conscientious objection, where you go down to the county health department and you say, I need a vaccine exemption form so I can get my child into school. And one of the girls that work with us in the clinic here in Salt Lake just did that yesterday. And now what the county health department is saying to them when they go in and they say, I need a vaccine exemption form, they say, okay, here it is. They used to put them through the third degree. Now they just say, okay, here it is, because there are so many parents opting out of this
mm-hmm.
because there's simply no evidence that these things are safe, and there's mm-hmm. growing evidence that they're not safe
mm-hmm.
because, they, you know, they never bother to tell the parents what's in this stuff.
Right.
You know, you just assume there's something in there that's going to protect you from polio, or there's something that's going to protect you from measles, when in fact there are very, very dangerous chemicals put into these things to shock your system into building an antibody that's short-lived anyway, which is why you end up having to have boosters. This is a very unsafe, a very unproven procedure, because it generates billions of dollars.
All right.
And they're just not going to let that go.
Before we talk about nitric oxide, I want one more area. I want to go down this avenue for another 60 seconds. A fellow that works for me on the farm yesterday fell down, and he landed on a board that had nails in it. And the nails punctured his cheek, his neck, and came pretty damn close to his carotid artery.
Ooh,
he went to the emergency room, had the cuts stitched up. They actually wanted to send him to a medical center in Boston to make sure that there wasn't any further damage. But then they, upon further look, they said, okay, not worried about it. Nobody asked him if he'd had a tetanus shot. So I wonder about the value. We all had tetanus shots. I even remember getting a booster when I had something on my farm that I think I stepped on a nail or something really rotten happened to my feet. And so the question was asked, but I can't, now that I'm thinking about it, remember in the last 10 years if I had any business going to the hospital if I was asked if I had a tetanus shot.
And well, that is a real turnaround of events, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the only place the Clostridium tetani, the little bug that causes tetanus, grows is in manure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on rusty nails. It's not on a piece of glass. It's not anywhere else except in manure. So that's
really?
where tetanus first started to show up a long time ago, when you would get a puncture wound in the farmyard where half of America lived
right.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I was taught when I was in my immunology classes and preventable disease, we were taught that the tetanus vaccine was probably the least harmful of them all.
Mm-hmm.
There's some argument about that today, not necessarily being the case, because they use completely dead tetanus toxoid in the tetanus vaccine. But that is really strange, because that's the one place on the earth that
yeah,
this little bug grows,
right.
And they didn't even offer
no, they didn't.
A tetanus shot.
No conversation about it at all.
I'm shocked, I tell you. I'm just shocked over that. I don't know what to say.
All right. Jack Stockwell is with us. We're talking about several items. Jimmy Carter has cancer of the pancreas. Usually that's not good news. Some cancers you can fight, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, even a friend of mine who had bone cancer has done a great job of licking it, but pancreatic cancer seems to be a worry.
Well, it is a worry. I better send him a bottle of our pancreatic enzymes then. I don't know if his doctors will ever let him use it or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
But, you know, with these overprocessed foods that we are eating now in the standard American diet that is loaded with foods that are difficult for the body to digest, let alone the tremendous amounts of sugar, the pancreas is on hyperdrive constantly. And that's why we see a growing incidence of pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, or pancreatic enzyme dysfunction to some degree or another. That's why we put this product together. Mm-hmm. More information, of course, at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yeah.
But you can't live without your pancreas, obviously.
Yep.
You need those pancreatic enzymes, but pancreas also, a smaller portion of the pancreas, brings us the very important hormone called insulin that regulates sugar. Too much sugar in the blood will kill you. Too little sugar in the blood will kill you. And when you have, it's like beating a dead horse for a lot of people who simply cannot break away from a processed food diet.
Yep.
And so you're going to see this explosion of diabetes, you see this explosion of metabolic syndrome, and you're starting to see an increase in the incidence of pancreatic-related diseases, such as what President Carter has. And right. You know personally the survival rate of that.
Bad. Yeah, not good. Yeah. All right, let's spend 60 seconds before we're out of time talking about the value of nitric oxide. Man, this is everywhere. We've been running what we call the Heart Health Challenge here on Good Day, getting people to use a product called Neo40 and Super Beats, things that help in your circulation. So what's the scoop on nitric oxide? There are any number of ways that you can use arginine, a lot of different things help to open up your arteries.
Well,
is this just common sense?
Well, it's interesting that something such a fundamental chemical messenger that the body makes itself was only really identified less than 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've had nitroglycerin around for a long time, you know, anytime somebody was starting to get chest pains, they would take.
I never thought about that. That's what it is.
Well, that's exactly the nitroglycerin breaks down into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide causes vasodilation.
Opens up the arteries.
Opens up the arteries, increases the blood flow, and beats.
I never thought about that.
You're always talking about Super Beets. Beets is a great source of this stuff. Kale, Swiss chard, arugula, spinach, beets, all of these have the compounds in them. And they're also wonderful cancer-protecting cruciferous vegetables anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, anybody who's going to be taking this Super Beets product that you recommend.
Yeah.
Is definitely going to be advantaged by more nitric oxide in the system.
Yeah. Nitric, what are the pills that we take for nitric, what we were just talking about? Nitric, the pills that you take that have been taken for a long time.
The heart, well, the nitroglycerin is what people have been taking by medical prescription.
Yeah. Nitroglycerin, but basically it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, it breaks down into nitric oxide.
All right, what's the subject matter of the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week?
Well, the one that just came out is the Forbidden Cure for Heartburn and Acid Reflux. It can be trimmed, cut back, ended within 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole process is right there on Forbidden Cure for Heartburn and Acid Reflux.
All right, and the Forbidden Doctor Long Life Energy Enzymes Jack was talking about, you can check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Thanks, Jack. Great to have you here. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day at 11 before the hour.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
According to the U.S. Department of Education, America must provide students with a strong education in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, altogether known as STEM, to prepare them to succeed in the global economy. Parenting and education expert Dr. Michelle Borba says understanding your child's learning style can help you adapt effective STEM study techniques.
So many kids are visual learners. In fact, a recent Posted Brand study revealed 86% of parents think the best way for students to learn is through visual learning. Teens can jot down graphics and key facts like periodic elements or math equations on Posted Super Sticky Notes from the World of Color collection. They're easy to restick and rearrange so that students can recall information.
Despite the workload growing heavier and more difficult each year, Dr. Borba says the products in the Posted Brand World of Color collection can help students stay organized in order to plan and study effectively for STEM and all their subjects. For more, visit posted.com. This is Larry Stevens.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. Joining us is Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor there. If you're thinking about buying an electric car, there may be a twist on that in your future. Where does the electricity come from? Musk. I always call the car Teflon. It's a Tesla. Now, this is a guy that's smart. He's developing all these batteries, but he might be outsmarted by something that Greg's going to talk about with us in a moment here on Good Day.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hence, great tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our Love for Color anniversary sale, August 14th through the 17th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack. Got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, the sweet Doug Steffen, sweet and kind and intriguing Doug Steffen Good Day program. Greg Steffen is here to inform you if you're an electric car enthusiast, and just so everybody knows what a geek Greg is, he drives a Chevy Volt. All right, and that has gas and electricity in it. That's as far as I'm going with that conversation. So anyway, there's a move afoot to put electric what's-this on the roads in England so that you can drive a car that gets charged from the road, won't need those batteries that Elon Musk is building, huh?
Well, actually, it's interesting. I started reading about this yesterday, and I knew of it because there's actually some buses in South Korea that are testing this and have been for a few years. But one of the things you have to realize is if you're getting your electricity from the road, it's going to cost more in terms of efficiency. There's going to be loss of power transferring the energy from the road to your car. Mm-hmm. So this doesn't mean that you would do away with other stationary chargers. You would always prefer to charge your car while it's sitting at home or at work or at a shopping mall. But what I think will happen is that this energy source embedded in the road will enable you to keep going when you've used up that more efficient and cheaper energy from another source. So it's just another way of fueling your car. Kind of like, you know, when you're on a road trip, if you buy gas in the middle of nowhere, it costs more than if you buy gas in the middle of a city. So if you're smart,
unless
you
you're
try to get
California.
The cheapest gas.
Yeah, I don't,
well, but no matter
in California.
Right, but no matter where you are, there's always going to be places where gas is cheaper than other places.
Oh, yeah.
So you plan your route around where you can get the cheapest fuel. I think even with roads that can charge cars, that will probably be the last place you want to charge your car. Just because it's
right.
going to cost you more to do it
at home.
Yes.
All right. So the story at DougSteffen.com today about retailers moving ahead with the app, which takes on Apple Pay. Isn't there Google Pay? And how many of these things are there?
There's many of these things. Apple Pay being the dominant one. Samsung has a payment
system. You use
system.
Them?
I have never used it. I do not have an iPhone, first of all. I know that my phone will do it. Mm-hmm. I've just never... It hasn't reached the
my
level of convenience.
My phone will do it.
Your flip phone will
my
not
flip
do it.
My flip phone will not do it, and I'm pleased about that.
So this new service is called Currency, and part of the reason many retailers support it is it's going to save them, if it's successful, a ton of money on credit card fees. It actually bypasses the credit card companies. Now, I will tell you, there's all this news about currency, but one of the things you should be mindful of before you use any of these systems is how safe and secure is it? And I, just as a sort of a litmus test, I'm on the Currency website. The company's actually called MCX.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you scroll to the bottom of the page, they have updated their trademark since 2014. If they can't manage a website, are you sure you want them managing your money?
Now, there is a good question. Very well put, as is our visit every day with Greg. Always lots of great information to help you work through the minds of technology. Greg Steffen, who is the mentor.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.